I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Social media has been an amazing leveler of access, connectivity, information. We've created some of the largest platforms in the world, which can be misused given their reach and their power. What are your views on the responsibility of producers, distributors, consumers of information?
Yeah, the thing that's come up with social media that really wasn't fully anticipated is that this idea of a very upsetting or things that really grab your attention can kind of pull you away from the center. So if you're kind of a left-wing person, there are certain stories, some of which are true or not true, that can, you know, really incite you and get you feeling like, God, those right-wing people are so bad. And likewise for the right-wing, there's various stories and exposures that can kind of pull you. And in the past, we all read the same newspaper, the same front page, and the political ads. We all kind of saw the same political ads. So nobody would run a political ad that was too over the top, because they knew that even though maybe 10% of the voters would really get riled up in a positive way, that the other ones would see them as really inappropriate for society as a whole. Today, because of targeting, which you can say it started with satellite TV and having hundreds of channels,
right,
so that the news shows kind of got fragmented, at least in the U.S., I don't know, India, with the kind of a political slant. Now it's really extreme that you can target political ads out to somebody to just get them incensed and incensed against the other. So what should be the regulations about that? You know, my current view is there may be a need to ban this type of micro-targeting because it kind of drives people apart. It is a very novel set of issues. And, you know, in a way, people are kind of mad at the tech companies. Hey, how come you created this problem? Well, but you can't count, you know, the society has to decide what these rules are. It's going to be very tough. Microsoft actually is not in the center of this. We have things like LinkedIn or GitHub, but not the main sort of consumer video platforms or messaging platforms. But for the first time, people are saying, hey, how should we restrict this technology that in many cases, the negatives outweigh the benefits?
And my question is more basic as well, Bill. You know, how do we ensure that what gets distributed is the truth? You know, what are your views on fact-checking and fake news and content moderation? How do we ensure that what we read is in fact the truth? Forget political ads and, you know, the more controversial stuff, just the basics. What are your views? How can technology help us there?
Well, we do run into, our foundation, the biggest thing we've done is work on vaccines and getting vaccines out for diarrhea and pneumonia to all the children in the world, including with amazing Indian partners. A number of the vaccine companies like Serum have been phenomenal in that. So it's very troubling when you see in this digital world the idea that, you know, vaccines are bad, that they harm children, that, you know, mothers shouldn't give vaccines to their children, that this tool is allowing those untruths to spread. And when you put out an article that says the truth about, hey, these vaccines really protect your child, those don't spread because they're not that, they don't energize people to say, oh, wow, this is amazing, I have to tell my friends. Whereas when you tell the lie, in this case, it is a lie, that really is evocative and, you know, people are spreading that around. So the idea of a tool that I naively expect would raise the level of factualness and understanding, you know, that you could click on the lawsuit and see the details instead of what the newspaper summarized. I thought, wow, we're just all going to get so damn smart. This is going to be fun. You know, click on a YouTube thing that educates you about some area of science. And everybody's going to be doing that. In fact, it for vaccine denial, it has been a setback. Now, hopefully, that's just a challenge to us to be more clever about the positive messages. You know, clearly when children die of measles or pertussis, if you can get that out, that is fairly evocative where, you know, and that's really what's at risk is, are those deaths. But I can't say that we've absolutely solved it. The vaccine misinformation is worse today than ever.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.